Midsummer was my favorite holiday while growing up in Sweden. It takes place when everything is green and so many wildflowers are in full bloom. Midsummer Eve is now celebrated on the Friday closest to June 24th. Preparations usually begin the night before, when you start gathering many flowers and birch branches as you can find to be used for dressing the midsummer pole. I'm not using the name maypole. I believe that originated from England, and I have also encountered it in Germany, where people decorate a pole in May to celebrate spring. On Midsummer Eve, we usually participated in decorating the pole. And in my case, we raised a pole in the park next to the hospital where personnel and patienter who were well enough to be brought outside participated. The local Spelmanslag and Folkdanslag, musicians and folk dancers would arrive and lead in dancing and singing after the pole had been raised. Then followed fika, cardamom buns, many different kinds of cookies, and of course, torta, usually fresh strawberry cake, coffee for the adults and saft, and tip of fruit syrup with added water. At the same time, there were other midsummer gatherings going on, usually in a municipal park, or many families created their own celebration at their sommarstuga, vacation home. Later on, we had a meal that traditionally included the new little potatoes that were ready for harvest at this time, boiled with lots of dill and served with matjessill, a type of herring, and sour cream sauce loaded with dill. The adults liked to add a nubbe, Swedish equivalent to aquavit. Celebrations went on long into the night, since this time of the year there's so much daylight and just a few hours of night, depending on where in Sweden you live. Traditionally, girls would pick a bouquet of 7 different kinds of flowers that night and place them under their pillow, and they would dream of their future husband. If you were lucky, the weather would be cooperative, but I remember many midsummers pouring rain and cold, but we always tried to carry on the celebration anyway.